It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:39 the time, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. As you know, during the 7 and 8 o'clock hour, we take a more focused examination of all the critical issues regarding COVID-19, the science, the facts, the numbers. We do the math and we show you our work. Well, I want to tell you somebody who's been doing fantastic work here for several years. The clinic itself has been in town for 50 years serving the community. I'm talking about the Laguna Beach Community Clinic, and the CEO and medical director, Dr. Jorge Ruval, is with us this morning. Dr. Ruval, thank you for being here this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
You've got a really great program about to start up called Back to Business. What is the Back to Business program?
It's a program that the clinic, when it was looking at once the community starts reopening, the businesses start going back, as we say, back to business, we really wanted to support a healthy reopening. The clinic throughout this entire pandemic have continued to service the community, and we wanted to see how we could support the local businesses as they prepare to reopen and residents get ready to go back to work.
Okay. Will you be doing antibody testing?
Yeah, the clinic currently does offer antibody testing. We also offer for our established patients testing for active infections. Okay. As well. But as we go, as the community reopens and businesses go back to work, we really wanted to let them know that for their employees, that the clinic is here to serve them and be a medical home for them, and to be able to offer a variety of low-cost options in order to make sure that they stay healthy.
Okay, let's say I've got a staff of about 30 people in my office. I'm the office manager, and I've got about 30 people in my staff. How would I set something up to where we would take care of the staff, the entire staff, with the
back to business? It's yes. Actually pretty easy. So I think if an individual by themselves need to contact us, they can go ahead and just either call the clinic, okay, and let them know that that they're trying to access us for the back to business, or they can email us at backtobusiness@lbclinic.org. The organization can let us know, how many people they're interested. And if there's a large number like that, maybe we can set up a half a day clinic where they can either all come in, or if we get the names, we can just schedule them as soon as possible that they need access to. If there's an urgent issue that needs to be addressed immediately, again, we always have walk-in hours. We can see them immediately. But if not, we can schedule something for their general health within 5 to 7 days at the latest.
Okay. All right. And I wanted to ask you a question about testing for the virus itself. Let's say somebody's got a 15-year-old kid showing symptoms, maybe 103 temperature for a couple of days. Is that family, should they be getting their kid tested for the virus?
I think they need to come in and be evaluated as a whole. Just fever by itself, mm-hmm, isn't going to indicate the virus. I think you got to look at the whole picture. Obviously there's a lot that we're still learning about this virus, and you look and it's presenting in a multitude of different ways. But I think before we make that decision, they've got to come in and be evaluated, and we can see the whole picture. And if that patient needs to be tested, then we can go ahead and test them here.
Okay. What's the biggest thing that has surprised you about this outbreak or this pandemic?
I think for me, I think at least as a whole in the county, I thought, everybody was expecting the surge. But I think as a whole, the county has done really well, especially even when you look at some of our neighboring counties. And I think we've been very blessed to have the low numbers that we've had.
Right, right. Now is 1,000 or 1,200 tests in the county per day, is that enough? Should we be testing more than 1,200 people a day here in the county?
Obviously the testing is going to be the key in order to make decisions on a more global aspect. So if we can have more testing, I think obviously that's something that everybody supports. I think that at least the department, as my understanding, is working to expand the testing, and being able to hopefully use some of the other community clinics and safety net clinics as a point of access. Right. So hopefully that'll continue to happen.
Okay. And the tests that you have or that you can acquire, where do you get those from? How do you get your tests?
So for the active infection, we were very fortunate to partner with Mission Hospital.
Okay.
And they granted us access to a small number of tests that we have. But again, we're looking to partner with the county and through the Coalition of Community Clinics and the Safety Net Clinics in Orange County and be able to have access to more testing so that we can go ahead, whether they're established or just new to the clinic, come in and be tested for active infection as well. But for the antibody testing, that's through Quest. Okay. And so anybody can come in and schedule a visit.
Okay.
And be tested here for the antibody.
Okay. And for the average person who's just now venturing out, let's say as the reopening occurs, they're just now venturing out, are masks not only making you feel more comfortable, are masks really the most effective right now, the most effective prevention and protection for us?
I mean, masks are going to, you know, if you're asymptomatic, you know, obviously help prevent the spread. I mean... when you're out and about, I would use it for now.
Right.
And then hopefully as we progress into these different phases, we can ease up on it. But I think for now, I would continue to use.
Right. And for an opening, let's say it's your first day at a restaurant. Would you be more comfortable if your waiter or waitress had a mask on?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Dr. Jorge Rubal is at the Laguna Beach Community Clinic, and they've been with us for 50 years. They've got the Back to Business program, and it offers COVID-19 antibody testing, COVID-19 testing to establish patients, and medical support for those managing the symptoms at home. First of all, thank you and your staff for the work that you're doing here in town, number one. And is everyone there? Is everyone there healthy? You guys have been staying healthy?
We've been healthy. We've taken precautions very early on, since February, in terms of wearing masks, wearing eye protection gowns. You know, we cleaned the lobby every half hour to hour. Rooms are cleaned after every single patient. You know, the facility is wiped down in terms of the restrooms, everything like that, every half hour as well. So we're doing our best to keep not only our staff but all the patients healthy. You know, as patients arrive, they call, they wait in the room. When they arrive, they call in, they let us know that they're here in the parking lot. We go out, we take their temperature, we triage them. You know, we control the flow in and out of the building. So we're taking every precaution possible to make sure that everybody's safe.
Excellent, excellent. The Laguna Beach community, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No, I was just going to say one last thing. Again, you know, again, we're here for the community. We're here to provide excellent medical care, regardless of one's ability to pay. So there's, you know, if you're worried about finances, we have multiple options. We've got the sliding scale. We've got payment plans. We've got prompt pay. We've got hardship and exemption. Our goal is to service the community regardless of one's ability to pay. So come in and talk to us if you need us.
Well, if history is any indication, the 50 years of fantastic work that you've been doing here in the community speaks for something. The Back to Business appointment, you can make an appointment at backtobusiness@lagunabeachclinic.org or at backtobusiness@lbclinic.org, or the number is 494-0761. I know your time is valuable, and I certainly appreciate you being with us this morning, Dr. Rubal.
Thank you for having us, and thank you to the community for always supporting us. We wouldn't be here without everybody's support.
Thank you. We'll talk to you on the other side. That's Dr. Jorge Rubal from the Laguna Beach Community Clinic.